Ramble.
I've gotten called out for a fake ID before, and it said that I was from Florida. For some reason, I had just memorized it the day of, but apparently this guy was from Florida. So I was fucked. I was fucked. I got like man titties and my dick don't work no more.
No, I'm like, I don't like
say
that.
Say it like that. Is that better?
That's good.
What if I whisper it?
I got man titties and my dick don't work no more.
Look, we don't know what we're doing. That's the beauty and problem with YouTube. Nobody knows what's going on. We're all just adapting.
I think I might be more depressed than I've ever been. And I beat myself up when I'm alone and everything. And I'm like, I'm fighting. Just honestly, like, fighting for my life.
Oh my God. Keith, what are you doing? Ah! Yep, that was good for everyone to hear.
Welcome everybody to the 32nd podcast, Smoshcast podcast.
Did you say 32nd?
Yeah.
Wow.
So we're doing this in 30 seconds?
Yep, the 32nd podcast. Get everything you want out right now, Keith.
Okay, can I just start by saying, like with Michael Jackson, can we just go straight into it?
Let's see, you got 30 seconds.
30 seconds to talk about Michael. I just want to say...
I'll give you more time to talk about Michael.
Okay.
I didn't even say who was here. Who's here today?
Oh, Noah. Noah Grossman.
And Olivia Sway.
Hi, Olivia Sway. You look different.
Yeah, hell yeah. We switched it up.
I know you're eager to redeem yourself from...
redeem myself?
The last time you were here.
What do you mean redeem myself?
And
I don't know. I'm not sure. What was the public response to the last time that it's redemption?
I have no idea. It was just ugly all around.
Yeah, I thought, as someone who was here the whole time, I thought it was really fun.
It was.
This isn't a fun situation, guys. I mean, this is entertainment for you guys, but this is serious, you know? Michael Jackson is, like, dead, but he's, like, turning over in his grave. Y'all got to realize, first of all, let's just say, I just wanted to start off by saying, if you guys heard about the Leaving Neverland or whatever, it was complete bullshit. The Michael Jackson estate just won a legal battle with HBO, and I am here, like, I mean, come on, guys.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
some
yeah.
of just the cracks in the case, the cracks in the documentary. I mean, it was just bullshit, and I'm just glad that the Jackson estate are, like, getting their money, and, you know, they're just due, because I know that guy's just turning over. That's so bad.
You came ready to fire.
Oh, for sure. For Michael Jack, do y'all understand who he is to me?
I don't know who he is.
I understand who he is to you.
Who is Michael Jackson to me, Noah? Please tell me.
So Keith would only ever draw two people his entire life, and Keith is a great artist. He would draw himself, and he would draw Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Maybe there were others here and there, but I have heard him repeatedly tell me that and do it. Like, I've watched you draw for the last 5 years, and you either draw yourself or Michael Jackson.
True. And I send you pictures of Michael Jackson here and there, which is like, I am like beyond a fan. I am like a crazy person.
You're a defender.
Yes, for sure. For
yeah,
sure.
I'm not educated. Thank you.
Yeah, I'll defend you.
Thank you.
I'll defend all y'all in here. All y'all in here. I will defend y'all.
Thank you.
At all costs, maybe.
So yeah, so it's very clear you're a fan of Michael Jackson.
No.
You love him. No, this is too.
Uh-oh.
Okay,
uh-oh.
I'm not saying, okay.
What's going to come?
Yeah, I wouldn't, yeah. It's,
well,
because
I was trying to think of a scenario of how far would your love for Michael Jackson go?
Oh, okay.
And because I was thinking Michael Jackson to you is like a god, right?
I wouldn't say he's a god. I really appreciate his work.
Okay.
I like it a lot. Like, a lot. Like, yeah, maybe. But, like, I don't want to say that. But, yeah, maybe. I guess. When you, yeah, yes.
That was the best.
I had to just go through the whole, okay, where do I spend my time?
Really good.
Who do I think about? That is definitely a godlike figure.
So they sued HBO for like, tarnishing his name or whatever?
Pretty much. Something like that. I don't know the logistics.
They sued HBO because when he did in the 90s a concert on HBO, in the contract it said you can never disparage Michael Jackson. Somebody that's up to creepy shit has that contract set up. Someone who's not doesn't worry about it.
Yeah. Oh, no. Okay. You should get on this.
You know,
the mic.
I should start putting contracts in. Like, if you come into this building, you can't ever disparage me.
See, but that's the thing. Like, Michael Jackson was that big. Like, he could, like, he was coming up with the contracts. Mm-hmm. Like, the way, I feel like a lot of companies, they come up with them for you. Mm-hmm. I feel like he comes to you like, yo, this is what it is. This is how we gonna work.
Okay? I don't disagree, but I will say, like, when we worked at Defy, like, that was in my Defy contract. That was like a non-negotiable section in the Defy contract that you couldn't disparage the company that you work for.
See, he got
or your own
high
personal
too.
Image. Yeah. No, there's no, I mean, Defy definitely had stuff to hide and they hid it from all of us. But my point is that it's definitely like shady and mm-hmm. it's shady and a lot of people do that
but
shady
it's not
shit.
It's not shady. Not, like,
think,
that's the thing.
I think Justin Bieber, like, I think
everybody
they do something
that.
Similar where
everybody
it's like,
does
if
that,
you
guys.
Go to meet him, like, they take away your phone. Mm-hmm. You have to, like, sign a contract so mm-hmm. you can't talk about anything that mm-hmm. happened
here. It's Justin
here.
Bieber. Okay, for example, Olivia was with her friend at, like, somewhere, and Justin Bieber, they were all at a table together. Olivia's always in the inner circle. I mm-hmm. don't know how she gets there, but, mm-hmm. like, I just want to go to, like, a dinner with her. She went to, like, some meeting and her friend was there with her. Justin Bieber happened to be at the table and they're all just, like, sitting talking. You know, she's like, he's a really nice guy. He's chilling. You could tell he's trying to have a good time. And this was, like, a few years ago. One of her, like, friends, not really her friend, but somebody that she knows, tried to take a picture and the flash went off, y'all.
Oh, my God.
The flash went off.
Amateur!
Oh, like, terrible. But Justin Bieber's like, yeah, like, good job. Like, yeah, don't do that. It's just like, isn't that sickening? But, like, come on. Like, I mean, if you're around people and people want something out of you all the time, like, I would put that too yeah. in, like, some yeah. contracts.
I mean, a lot I of rich should. People don't have sex without a contract.
Whoa.
Thought I'd put that in. Just because.
I've heard about rich people having, like, beauty contracts for their wives that if they get fat, they're not entitled to, like, any money if they get divorced.
That's just a misogynist.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
a rude human being.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you're, I'd imagine when you're that level of a disgusting kind of, like, billionaire guy, you probably view everything as an object.
See, well, but I would hope that a contract is mutually, to some degree, so, like, in that, her exit clause would have to be, like, if you get man titties and your dick don't work no more, I get to leave with the money, you know? Like, that's how it would work.
Please not say man titties and dick don't work no more together.
I got man titties and my dick don't work no more.
No, like, I don't like that.
Say it like that. Is that better?
That's good.
What if I whisper it?
Just don't. ASMR or whatever.
I got man titties and my dick don't work no more.
That one's worse because it's like, how did they get so close without me realizing?
I'm gonna make that my dating profile.
No!
Man titties and
my dick don't work no more.
That might actually work for you.
Dude, maybe. People think you're just being super funny until they, like, get in the bedroom with you and they're like, oh, you're really honest.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, sorry.
Hold on. But back to what you said. You said, like, rich men. I know someone that I just met when I was in New York. I took a trip to New York recently, like, a few months ago, and I had to do some work out there, and I ended up hanging out with my friends for, like, longer than I actually had to work. I just said, yo, I told my team, I said, yo, can I fly out, like, at, you know, like a week later than what I'm supposed to?
Yeah.
I had some of the best time in my life. Like, some just, like, just awakening, just, like, I had a stylist, my homeboy, Matthew, he styles me now, and he just,
what?
Like, started, like, giving me some, like, great clothes and stuff, and, like, I dress how I feel right now. But to go back into what you were saying, this one guy, not a rich guy, black guy, he's dating this white lady, they live in Seattle or whatever, I don't want to put too much out there, but pretty much met him, like, really great person, but we all started talking about prenups and just different things, and yeah. He honestly kind of said that, like, if, you know, like, in the prenup, like, why shouldn't it be a point to not have your, like, your girl, like, gain weight? If she gains weight, like, it can be over and you don't have to, like, pay. I'm like, whoa, like, this is where your mind is, bro. Like, is this serious? And, like, everybody started getting heated and, you know, like,
that's
people started using
crazy.
The word policing women, and that is not, like, just the police, you
yeah,
know?
That's yeah, that's such a...
It got to the point he was like, but who am I not to police? I said, okay, brother, like, do you like to police your damn self?
Yeah.
Okay, the word police just does not sound good for this situation. Nobody mm-hmm. should be policing their woman, their their man, their anything. Like, it was sickening. It was a sickening conversation. But the guy was actually really cool. But he wasn't rich. I think he's like, I don't want to say where he's working, but he's doing really good things.
Yeah, interesting.
He's got levels that I would argue are like actually insane. That's an insane opinion. Like, that's an opinion of like someone who is not applying to others what they apply to themselves.
I think that's the thing. It's got to be mutually agreed upon. So I could understand that if it also applies to you as well.
Mm.
Like, okay, like, because I think it comes down to like taking care of yourself. Like, if we're talking about like, okay, yeah, you put on weight. I mean, everybody's, you know, metabolism slows down, or hey, you might get injured, or hey, you know, you might go through some kind of illness and you put on weight, whatever. But if it's just like a sheer fact that you just like aren't trying, then I mean that's also just like a character thing. Like,
yeah, but that's already grounds to not be with someone, is because like, yeah, exactly. Oh, we're going in different directions. Yeah. Like that is actually insane to like even put something like a contract with terms like that above someone's head, because that's not a relationship. That's immediately like a fucking teacher and a student, and there's some homework.
And not only that, that's women like gain so much weight like after like having a baby too,
for sure.
You know, and it's just like it's difficult. Like I've seen like certain friends, like
that's
they
also just messed up.
It's
bro.
It's so can messed you, can up. You imagine, like don't put women in that position. Like do not. Like
can
do
you imagine
not.
He's like, oh, you're 2 pounds. You're almost
yeah.
You better hurry up.
I don't think he would police that much. He's definitely like
but
watching.
He'll definitely write the contract to those terms.
He's like the cool police that every now and again he like writes a ticket. Yeah. He's like, okay, I'm gonna let you off this time, but next time, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're gonna have to deal with some, like, we might go to the courthouse and get a divorce.
That happened to me on Christmas Eve.
You almost got a divorce?
No, not a divorce. Me getting passed on a ticket.
Oh, really?
That happened to me on Christmas Eve. Yeah,
good
it was
Lord.
So great.
You know what? That must be so great to be white and driving, get left.
You
want to
know
what
happened? So it was Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Or no, it was the 23rd, and it was the morning of the 24th, and my girlfriend and I were going somewhere with family, and she needed a dress, but she had forgot it, so I had to drive her to her apartment.
Got you.
And I'd come back from set pretty late. I took a nap, and then we drove, but I was still super tired. It was probably like 3 a.m. when I was going. And I was like, all right, I just want to go and come back. So the speed limit's 65. I'm probably going like 72. Mm-hmm. And so a cop pulled me over. And he was like, all right, have you had anything to drink? Like, why are you out this late? And I'm like, no, I just need to get my girlfriend's dress.
What if
like,
he would have said yes?
Yes, officer.
You called me red-handed.
Yeah. No, but he was like, I'm still going to have you step out and do a sobriety test. And I was like, okay. Like, there's no problems. I'm going to pass it. But I was so nervous that I wasn't going to pass it.
See, that's the thing. Everybody's nervous in those situations.
And they also try to make you not pass it. Like, one guy had me following his finger while the other guy had a flashlight in my eyes going in and out and in and out. And I was like, before I even started, I was like, I am scared.
Yes.
And they were like, it's okay. Just do what we tell you. But in the end, it was all okay. I passed. They didn't give me a ticket.
Were
so
they
it was
nice
a great...
to you at least?
Yeah. I mean, I would say.
Intimidating for sure.
Yes. Got they were. They did not frighten me more than they did with their presence, if that makes sense.
See,
that was it.
That should not be the vibe.
Well, I mean, I think it is because they have
guns.
And also, if, you know, they wanted to, they could take my car away by, like, being like, oh, you're too tired, or like, oh, you didn't walk this line right. Like, you can't. You have to step out of your vehicle.
And
you
are
towed,
one clumsy mother. Shut your mouth. So like, like you probably would do better drunk.
Yes.
Good Lord.
Don't say that.
Like honestly, don't do it. But like, he probably would. Mm-hmm. He probably would.
Yeah, I did that here this morning.
I always feel guilty about things for no reason. Like I remember like back when I was like. A few years after turning 21, every time I was asked for my ID, like when I was buying alcohol, I was always like nervous. I was always like afraid that I was like looking guilty, like it was a fake ID. And I never used a fake ID. Like I never tried to buy alcohol before I was 21. I turned 21 and, you know, was buying alcohol. And every time I'd give them my ID and I'd be like a little nervous that they're going to like bust me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good Lord.
So I feel like I'm in the same situation if I was ever pulled out for a sobriety
test. You honestly, like on a scale of 1 to 10, how bad would you feel?
What?
Like just like buying alcohol, like when you were 21.
Oh, I was just nervous.
Yeah.
I don't know why, because I just thought like somehow they would think it was a fake ID or something.
Oh my God.
I don't know.
Good Lord. I could not wait to turn 21 and use my ID. I'm like, yo, look at this. Look, I'm 21, bitch. I can drink. Not outside, though. I'll get in trouble.
I've gotten called out for a fake ID before.
Really?
Yeah. I was,
Got you.
Yeah, I was using a fake ID, and it said that I was from Florida. And
oh my God, I can't believe you just said that.
Well, yeah, I'm of legal age to do everything now, I guess, that you can legally do. But at the time, I had a fake ID at this specific time. I guess I won't mention the time. Now you're making me feel nervous.
You're making me feel nervous because I knew you had one.
Yeah, I did.
You are putting me in the hot seat right now. He did not have a fake ID and I did not know.
Sorry. Anyway, so I was buying alcohol from a liquor store, and the guy, and I'm 20, by the way. I was 20 at the time.
Oh, okay. So you were almost.
Yeah, I was almost 21. He called me out, and he asked me for my address, where I was, and I from Florida. And for some reason, I had just memorized it the day of. I was like, you know what? This would be weird if, like, for some reason, this guy asked me. So I memorized it enough where, like, I passed, but I probably didn't look like I know. But apparently, this guy was from Florida. So I was fucked. I was fucked. He asked me immediately. No, I wasn't in Hollywood. This was in the Valley. Yeah.
He's like, what's the weather like in March?
No, even worse. He was like, if I'm going from, what was it? Is Destin a place? I feel like he said Destin. He was like, if I'm going from Destin to Tampa, which interstate will I take?
What an asshole.
Yes. I looked
said,
at him.
I don't drive. Oh, it said you were a driver on there too.
Yes, it did.
See,
yes.
Because
he was
that's
asking me.
So
well, because the first defense is he asked me why I have a Florida ID if I'm in California. Mm. And I said, oh, I'm out here for school.
He was a damn police.
But I still have, you know, my other ID. Some shit like that. And he was like, okay, so what interstate do you take if you're going from Destin to Tampa? I didn't know. So I said, what did I say? I think I picked like 3, something like that. I picked a very low number because I felt like maybe the interstate started on the East Coast and came out here. So I was like, maybe the numbers are low.
No.
I don't remember what he said to me, but I think I said 3 and it might have been like 7. But there was no way that I was going to guess which
I think you actually got it opposite. Interstates start... interstates start at the low numbers on the West Coast.
Really? And they go to the
up.
High?
Yeah.
Oh, I was so fucked.
Pretty sure. That's why we have I-5.
Oh.
And I think Hawaii has one, Highway 1.
That Hawaii makes a has lot the of first sense. One?
No, wait. No, we have Highway 1. So wow. Hawaii has Highway 0.
Hawaii.
Negative. Hawaii has boats.
Yeah, no. So, yeah, our sorry.
Damn, I was completely
knowledge.
The opposite.
So you could have just guessed, like, I don't know, 60?
2,000.
2,000, yeah.
2,000. That is the road I take.
I love that you tried, though.
Yeah.
Like, you're just like, six?
At this point, I definitely had to. It was more fun. I was like, I'm definitely screwed, but let's do it.
Did he take your ID?
No.
Okay, no. But somebody ended up taking your ID one time.
Yeah, when I tried to get in, when I tried to get in to see Jaden Smith when he played at the Roxy, they took it from me. yeah.
I didn't know you were going to see Jaden.
Yeah, no, one day, so it was like his first concert off of like his new album, like the new Jaden Smith, it was his first concert. So I bought like 3 tickets and... Yeah, that was it. I went there. He screamed a lot on stage. He did a lot of moonwalking, and my ID got taken. That was it. And I could still go in. And the worst part is I didn't know. I wasn't planning on drinking. I drove, but I thought it was 21 plus. It was 18 plus.
Oh, my God. Can we make this? Hold on. Can I just
so
say
you
this?
You got your got ID taken, but you got to go in.
Yeah, because it was really 18 funny. Plus.
Guys, can we make this a thing? I want you to meet Jaden Smith.
Yeah?
I really want you to get an experience to go to his concert. What's a good hashtag for this?
Like, I don't know. I know a lot of people that...
Know him?
No, Jaden Smith. Like, that matters.
Really?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you suck for saying that. You know what? I wanted to
die right now.
Yeah. Never mind, guys. I was going to come up with a hashtag.
I don't know. I don't know what we'd talk about. I feel like both of us would just kind of sit there.
No, it's not, like, not necessarily talk, but, like, just, like, go to
It'd
a concert
cool.
or something.
It would
you
be really
out
cool.
You on an experience.
No, he went.
No,
he
I
went.
Still went.
Oh, there's just a girl.
Yeah. I just got taken. It was 18 plus.
Yeah. Why did you show the fake one?
Because I thought it was 21 plus.
No, you showed a fake one to the people at the bar.
No, to the people walking in. They asked for my ID and I showed them the fake one.
Why would you do that?
Because I didn't know.
Oh my God.
You're the only person to get your ID taken and still get into the place.
Yeah. Seriously, because I was like, oh my God, really? And he was like, yeah, dude, I'm taking this. I was like, and I can't have it back. He's like, no. And I was like, dang, so what am I going to do? And he's like, still go in. And I was like, oh, okay. All right.
Did you show him the real one?
Yeah, but it didn't matter. Like, I came in with a fake one. Like, I'm obviously, like, he can let me in. I just can't buy the alcohol. Like, it's fine. He doesn't care.
Yeah.
I'm just not doing anything illegal in there.
Concert without alcohol.
There's some places that are incentivized to take fake IDs. They get paid.
Really? Mm-hmm. By whom?
I think the county.
Oh, like to take them and turn them in. I thought you meant like take them as in let them in. Like there was some like evil man.
AKA snitches. Shit.
That's funny.
So Keith, you've made some changes in your life?
Oh, yeah, I have, actually. Not as much as people think. I've been trying to get a lot more healthy. I've been trying to go on hikes because, like, I do have a lot more free time. Yeah. And I see that I am starting to gain weight. I'm 27 years old now. Don't tell nobody but God, but I'm 27 years old, and weight is sticking to me like never before.
27 is the turning point. That's the final dying gasp of our metabolism.
So let me just say this. So I weighed myself. I didn't even know, like, one of my roommates has, like, a scale in the bathroom, and I never weigh myself. I weigh myself, but, like, not that often. Mm-hmm. And I happened to look over, and I was like, okay, let me just weigh myself. Let me see where I'm at, because my weight fluctuates, you know what I'm saying? It just say up and down, up and down. So I ended up weighing myself, and I was like 140 or 141. I can't remember. My memory's not that good anymore. And by the next week or the week after that, I want to say I was 145, and I had started hiking. I had started, like, doing, you know, like, a couple push-ups, just a few, 10, 20 here, 30 if I'm feeling real nice.
Nice.
But I've been doing that, but, like, to gain weight, I know it's not muscle. Like, I know it's not muscle. So, like, I also have to eat healthier. Mm-hmm. And I honestly have to monitor what I eat, what I do, what I drink. I can't drink beers as much. Y'all know I love a free beer at Kitchen 24. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't have said that. You guys are going to find me there. I'm going after this. Good Lord. But, like dead ass, y'all. Like, I looked at the scale the next 2 weeks or so, and I, like, weighed 145, and that scared me because I was like, yo, I'm actually trying to, like, take, you know, precaution and just, like, you know, weigh this shit out.
Yeah. Dang. Drinking's a big one, man.
Mm-hmm.
That'll catch up.
Also, getting the right
It caught me. It caught. I'm starting to get, like, on my sides right here, yo. I'm starting.
Oh, you got the love handles?
Like, beyond side. My mom calls them side items. I got side items, but they also got some dents in them. And I'm like, well, damn, I ain't never had no dents. Like, potholes everywhere. They some little cute ones. It's like kind of like a Beanie Baby. You know how, like, when you touch it, it's just like the little, like, thingies in there. That's how, like, my side items are. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got something to hold on to. Mm-hmm. But I've definitely been, like, working out. I'm going hiking after this as well. I'm dressed like this. I'm very, you know, like, comfortable. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. Get you a shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, I'll get you a shirt. This is fun.
You got to get the Slush Cult merch before it's all gone. Mm-hmm. The collab. It's good shit.
It's really good.
This shirt's actually incredibly, like,
comfy.
This material is super nice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about
this
that.
This is the last limited edition, which is super dope, but the hat is awesome. Mm-hmm. It's like a straight-up custom stitch. What is this called? A five panel? Except I don't know how many panels.
It's a camp hat.
How this turned into a commercial, and it's not about me anymore.
Sorry.
It's okay. Get your stuff, though. Get your merch.
Smash that store.
Yep.
Back to you, Keith.
But definitely just, like, trying to watch myself. And the funny thing is, like, people think that I'm better. Ryan was talking to Olivia recently, and he was like, yo, like, how's Keith? And he's asking her questions, and she's like, yo, he's, like, healthier, he seems happier. And guys, I am fighting so hard for my happiness, you know what I mean? When he brought it up earlier, because, you know, we do talk about a little bit about, like, what we're gonna talk about before we get here, you know, just to, like, have a understanding of where things could go. And I started thinking when he asked me, I was like, yo, like, I think I might be more depressed than I've ever been. And I beat myself up when I'm alone and everything. And I'm like, I'm fighting. And I feel like, oh, like, even saying it, I'm kind of getting emotional. Like, just honestly, like, fighting for my life. You know what I mean?
Really?
And it's, yes. And I find myself, you know, like, I go to church and everything, and I'm just trying to find something. Like, I mean, like, I'm not here all the time. You know what I mean? We don't come in Monday through Friday. I have a lot more time. I'm auditioning and stuff now more so. And, you know, like, ideas, it's like, what makes me happy?
Yeah.
Like, what do I enjoy? Like, what's my identity? Like, who am I? Like, I'm really going through it, y'all. Like, when you have, like, so many people watching you, you start to watch yourself more. And to the point where you judge yourself way more than what you ever, like, would have if you only had a couple people, you know, eyes on you. But I honestly realize I am, like, I'm pushing through. I'm persevering. I take pride in, just persevering and moving forward. But, like, I am doing these things and, like, just because I don't feel the best. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't feel 100%. I'm trying to find it. I'm searching, y'all. I am searching. And the only way to, like, do, I'm doing something new. I used to make fun of people for hiking. And now I'm like, yo, I see why people do it. I see why people work out. Remember, I will always say, like, I'm not working out for shit. I'm not doing this. Like, no, it's stupid. I didn't have to. Now my body's changing. Like, that's one thing. But, like, just the things that your psyche and your mental, like, I have to do that for that. Yeah. Like, just going on the hike. I get down, like, the first day. Let me just start by the first day. The first day I did the hike, I had drank the day before. Just being transparent, being very transparent right now, guys. I drank the day before, and me and my homeboy from Ohio, Zach, we had the idea to go. And we had it for a week, like a couple weeks, but I just never did it. But this time, like, I ended up waking up, and I got a message from him. He said, yo, and this was like 30 minutes before we were supposed to go, because I was going to bail. Like, I was going to bail. Like, just straight up. I was like, hungover. I shouldn't be doing this. Like, I'm dehydrated. And like,
how late were you up the night before?
I want to say 2 or 3. So like, and then like, but this is the thing. He hit me up at 10:30. So I can like, okay. I can move and like, you know, make things work. Like, I'm a professional. He ended up like FaceTiming me like after like I seen a message, and no, I FaceTimed him. And I was like, bro, you know, hopefully that he would like be like, see my face. Like, okay, like he doesn't want to do it. But he was like, are we still doing it? I was like, yes. And I got up, I jumped up. And y'all, it was the worst decision of my life. I felt like I was gonna die. I was walking up there. He brought his dog, so we're going. I'm like, oh my God, I just started, got out the car, and I'm walking up this damn hill, and my calves are on fire. What is going on with me? What happened?
And I'm guessing, did you not, and I'm guessing you probably didn't bring water.
You know I ain't bring water. You know I brought some soda. No, I'm playing. I didn't bring soda. But I brought some water, and I'm walking up, and we start getting up there. We stop. He had to make a phone call. He does, like, real estate or some stuff. So, like, we stopped, and we're talking. I'm like, well, this is great. We stop in, we're having a good time. I'm like on my phone, like face, like Instagram, and you know, just, you know, making content. And then we started walking, but we go like up this like this steep ass fucking hill, and we walked up. It almost slipped, and I don't have good gym shoes, tennis shoes. What are they? Sneakers? I don't know. Mm-hmm. The hiking shoes. So like, I kind of slipped, and I was like, okay. We get up there like to this like weird area, and we do push-ups. I'm like, okay, this is cool. I shouldn't have did the push-ups, y'all. Shouldn't have did the push-ups, and I should have had water. Started walking. I'm like, okay, we're talking. After like 5 minutes into it, y'all, I felt the wind. It was hot. Then it got cold. And then I was like, whoa. I ain't never felt like this before. What's going on? So I keep walking. I'm like, he looks back. He's like, Keith, are you okay? And I was like, no. But we keep walking. I'm like, I'm going to keep it going. I'm like hoping like somehow, some way he would see, like he could tell that I wasn't good. And every, like his dog wasn't either. His dog had like a fucking chinchilla fur on.
What?
Yeah, the dog had a full ass chinchilla
fur. One second.
Like
chinchilla
pump.
Is the finest fur according to Jay-Z.
That's what I'm saying.
The dog had on chinchilla?
Yes, a whole chinchilla fur. So he's just panting. He's like, I'm like, do you see your dog? Your dog's dying. And we keep walking. He's like, are you okay? I'm like, no, don't ask me that again. Let's keep going. Like, if you're not going to ask me to go down, let's just keep going. So we keep going. We got up there. Yo, I felt like I was going to die. I didn't feel good. But like once, like, you know how they tell you don't sit down, like, and put your hands behind your head. Definitely sat down. Definitely did not do that. I was that bad. Like, I didn't feel like I was going to make it. And I didn't have water. And I will never walk up a damn hill at all. I don't care what hill. If it's just a hill like this that I just made, and I walk over this, I'm carrying some water with me. But did not feel good. But at the same time, at the end, I realized how much just like getting through it was for me. Like just moving, getting over the hill, y'all. Like honestly getting over the hill and fighting for it.
Yeah.
Because I did not feel good. I did not feel good, and I don't feel good right now. So I'm just being honest.
Just so you know, it doesn't matter how you get there, okay? All that matters is that you make it to the other side. Because it's the climb.
Is that Miley Cyrus?
That's Miley Cyrus. I might have misquoted.
I was serious. I almost cried and shit. You shouldn't even write that.
I mean, and plus if you keep doing the climb, like, it'll only get easier.
Mm-hmm.
Like, And it's pretty remarkable. Like, if you just keep committing to that,
no,
every single time is going to be easier than the last.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, maybe one day you'll run up that thing.
Oh, I got to stop doing a few things for that.
That's funny. I was going to ask you, did you end up passing out or just feeling like you're passing out?
Oh, I felt like it. I was pretty close to it. Like, mm-hmm. I've never passed out, I don't think. I don't know. I passed out before. I don't talk about it. But definitely passed out before, but definitely felt close to it. Mm-hmm. I did not feel good. My body was, like, hurting. You know, don't do it, y'all.
Don't climb.
How good did he feel after?
Oh, man, I felt good. Like I said, I realized why people do it, you know, why people move forward. It's like beyond, like, working out is not only like a workout or a distraction. It is like it's a building, like, tool, you know, like it's one thing to distract yourself when you do stuff, you know, like, yo, like you go through a breakup or something, you're like, yo, I'm going to distract myself. Mm. But it's another thing to, like, distract and build at the same time. I'm building up my endurance. I'm building up my calves. I got chicken legs. I don't know if y'all can see them. These are chickens. Oh, he really has chicken legs. But just like everything, you know, just like my body, you know, trying to lose some weight, but I'm gaining it. It's so weird. It's so weird.
It's okay.
I'm hurt.
It's okay. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing in this safe space.
I think going back to, like, you were saying that, you know, you're trying these new things because you're trying to, like, chase your happiness or whatever.
Find it. Oh, wow.
I think there's also a pressure online to not change.
Mm.
And, you know, you came into this whole thing as Keith 4 years ago or 5 years ago. And the Keith then is not the same Keith as now.
Exactly.
But maybe you've had this external pressure to stay who you were before.
Yeah, for sure.
And you know, that can cause a lot of internal strife.
Yeah.
Do you feel that way?
You know,
like, do you feel like you're wondering, like, why you can't be a certain way? Or
yeah, like, that's like, yes. You can't be a certain way. You can't do certain things. You got to watch your back. It's just a transitional period. Like having so much time, like, you, not so much time, but more time to self, you realize you have time to really, like, reflect on self. Like, when I was working, I would reflect, but I didn't have time to, like think. I really think, like, go into it. Now I have more time to think, and I, like, now that I have the time, I'm fighting. I'm like, okay, like, let's move forward. However I got to get there, I'm going to get there. I just got to keep moving. I got to keep living. You know what I mean? But, like, definitely all those things. Yes, definitely. Be transparent.
Mm. Mm. Like your glasses.
Thank you. I like yours.
Thanks.
Yeah. This is one thing I always tell you. Noah has really nice eyes. They're green. Yo. So, like, when Noah works...
You trying to change the subject?
No.
Keith, we're talking about
Wait,
you.
Wait, I was having a compliment. I liked it.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, so, like, Noah has really nice eyes.
Finish the compliment, then we're back to Keith.
Yeah.
We have really nice eyes, right? Take off your glasses. Watch how big and nice his eyes are.
I don't know. I might have a unibrow.
No, you don't. It's no.
Unibrows are in.
Are
it's
they?
Okay.
Look at this. Look at those. Like, and do it like sexy eyes.
I don't. I'm uncomfortable now.
Give me one of these smirks.
Yeah. For the audio listeners, right now, Noah is giving some just sexy looks.
Is that what I did with my lips?
With his glasses off.
Yes. Yes.
Sorry.
Good job.
I felt
okay.
Like...
That's beautiful.
Mm.
Thanks.
But here we go.
What's up, Keith? You ever thought about going to therapy?
Yes. At one point, no, I talked to Ryan about this. Ryan just knows too much. Ryan, why do we all talk to you about everything?
Dude, Ryan's a great dude.
He's a great guy. I think I had, like, a breakdown, I want to say, like, 2 years ago. How long ago? It was about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago at the office in Beverly Hills at Defy. And it was, like, it was rough. Like, I just could not get out of my own way. And, y'all, like, I really, like, I deal so much. I'm very here. And I just remember having a breakdown, and even Ryan, like, I was like, I came to the conclusion that I needed to go to therapy, and I'm, like, talking about it, and I would say, like, I need to go to therapy, I need to do this, I need to do that, like, understanding that it was time, you know, like, just understanding it was time. And Ryan said to me, and it stuck with me, and at the time, it didn't hit me, but until, like, over time, I'm like, I should have went. He said, but you're the type of person that won't go. Because you understand that you need to go. He said something like that. And it was like, dang, like that actually was what it was. Like Brian has been around the block and he sees people. he sees people's soul. And for him to see my soul and just know, like, I'm over here, like, yeah, I need to go, like, breaking down. I just need to go to therapy. I need to, like, you know, talk to someone. I need some help. And he was like, yeah, but, like, he said, you know, you said that's good. Like, definitely go. But you're not going to go because, like, you already, you know, you're here, you know? So I need to go. I definitely need to go now. There was a time, look, I'm not necessarily breaking down, but like sometimes I think I've told Noah this, when I'm by myself, I find myself, I'm very like positive and optimistic. And I believe that anything that I want, I will have. And anything that I say, like I'm all about that whole, you know, it's how I grew up, always had support around me. Like there are people that don't have support, y'all, and that don't have like a support system. My family's a very big support system in my life. I like look at my nephew right now and he has the same support system. I'm like, yo, this is how they work for me. Everything starts at home, but even beyond that, like having your I lost my train of thought. One second.
You're far from home.
Definitely far from home. Don't have anybody here, but dang, I lost my train
of
thought.
You were talking about how like you're a very positive person who believes things come with you, but when you're alone.
Oh yeah, okay. So like I'm very positive, very optimistic. I get on Noah all the time because he can be a little, you know,
I'm cynical as fuck.
Cynical. Noah's very cynical and that drives me nuts. Mm. And I don't think that I'm cynical or anything now, but like I've just when I'm by myself, I've started talking out loud and saying negative things to myself. Mm. And that has never, ever, ever been a thing. And I'm like, yo, where did this come from? Like, whose, like, spirit or whatever that I know around
Mine.
Me?
No. No.
But, like, who's, like, whatever, like, who got on me? Like, where is this coming from? Mm. And I'm like, I have no ideas, but, like, whenever I find myself saying some of the nastiest things to myself, and it's not even, like, nasty. It's just, like, wrong to, like, say certain things about yourself to yourself by yourself. It's, like, some crazy shit. Mm-hmm. Yo, I need a therapist. Who out there, like, I need a thorough pause. I need therapy. I need some therapy. But like when you say those things to yourself, I correct myself and I stand corrected. And I always be like, no, like this is not what it is. That's not true. Because you shall have what you say, y'all. So make sure that you're speaking positive affirmations over your life. I mean, like the cliche, y'all, the cliche is a cliche because everybody like goes through it. Cliche is not a bad thing. It can be, but like, if somebody's giving you some advice sometimes, you don't want to just take advice from everybody, but sometimes when you get some like shit and it's just like, yo, like this is what it is, like, oh, that's the cliche, like you want more, like stop looking for more. It is what it is. It's simple, but it's so difficult at the same time. I'm just here, y'all, you know? You see me just over here like going balance. I'm a Libra too, so I'm like, ooh.
I don't know what that means.
What?
Libra? I don't know what any of those mean.
Okay, so, like, we're about balance. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like, I'll be saying one thing, and I'll be, like, positive, but then I'll come negative.
Oh,
and like,
okay.
You know, so I'll do that. We're caring. We're loving. I'm just about to give you all the good things.
I don't know.
I don't want to talk about the bad things.
Okay, I just feel like those apply to hopefully everyone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
See, this is a problem with him. Because he, like...
Sorry.
Yeah, like, that's the thing. Like, I'll be having fun, like, with something, and he'll be like, okay, but, you know, like, what about this? Or, like, what about, like... It's just, like, too
Hey, what if you stopped having fun with that
right,
idea?
Like, let me live.
Sorry, bro.
You never let me live.
I'm sorry.
Good Lord. Sorry. Look, we just made it about some other shit.
I think I'm generally a positive, optimistic person. Mm-hmm. But I mean, yesterday, like I didn't come into the shoot until like 3 p.m. And that wasn't until I was called. Normally I'm coming into the office at 9 a.m. Yeah. every single day. And then it was just because the shoot was later. Mm-hmm. I had all this extra time.
Right.
And I was like getting in my head and was just like thinking these kind of like negative things. Ugh. And like doubting.
Get them out of there, brother.
Doubting my whole sort of like place. In, you know, in work and in life.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's like it's a scary place to be. And then, you know, I came here and then started working on stuff and I felt a lot better.
But, yeah.
But it's that kind of thing where it sounds like you're probably very similar where, you know, when you're just alone in your own thoughts, that's when you start stewing in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, yeah, obviously, like, positive affirmations, if that helps, totally.
But, oh, for sure.
But you got to ask, do you know the root cause of these thoughts, and are you actually
going after them? Oh, for sure, yes. By all means, like every, yes, you know? And I think understanding where like a lot of things come from and like knowing that I need therapy because of certain specific situations, you know what I mean? Yeah. Just knowing that, it's like frightening. Yeah. It's very frightening, y'all. And like also in the Black community, we do not... Yeah. We do not go get therapy. I think I told my dad, my dad's a minister, and he's, I think he's changed his, he's definitely changed his viewpoints now, but I told him, like, right after a conversation with Ryan, the breakdown, I had a meltdown, guys. Mm-hmm. You guys would love to have seen that. Yeah. But had a meltdown, and, like, what my dad and I ended up talking to my dad about, and I was like, yo, like, Dad, I need to go to therapy. And he's just like... He said, just pray. Like, honestly, honestly just said that. He said that to me, and I'm thinking, like, no, that's the problem. That is the problem. Yeah. I can, why can't I pray and go to therapy?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I get it. Like, I get it. I grew up that way. That is energy that I go to, that I reach out to. You know what I mean? Hands up. Like, I will go there. Like, that's easy for me to do. Therapy, I need to talk to somebody. Like, yeah. I need to talk to somebody. And it's so funny that I say this now because, like, just a couple weeks ago, my dad ended up saying, you know, I kind of went off on him. And, like, I ended up getting off the phone. I'm like, what am I talking to you about? Like, you need to go to therapy, obviously. But then he ended up writing on Facebook. My dad has, like, changed into, like, I don't know what has happened to him. But, like, just the things that he posts on Facebook right now, it's just so positive. And he said, yo, beyond the church, like, the church needs therapy. We need to, like, go seek, like, counseling and, like, therapy and all that. I was like, whoa, like, a year and a half ago, you just tell me to pray. You know what I'm saying? And yeah. I did. Mm-hmm. And I did that. You know what I mean? But, like, for him to say that and just come around, it just, I don't know. I guess parents do kind of hear their kids out, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, there's certain communities that are, that it's, you know, mental health is stigmatized, mm-hmm. where it's like seen as a sign of weakness.
Yes, for sure.
And I mean, for a long time, I saw it the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, like therapy. What are you crazy?
Exactly.
And I mean, even after I, you know, accepted the fact that like you don't have to be having problems to go mm-hmm. to therapy, it still took me a long time and a few sort of like cataclysmic events to decide to finally go.
Yeah.
So I mean it's a process, and mm-hmm. you can only go once you feel like you can, but mm-hmm. you know, we're all rooting for you.
That's the, oh, thank you. We were all rooting for you.
So I'm on the other team.
Oh no, you cynical asshole.
I don't know what team that is, but I'm on that team.
Oh no. No, thank you though. I really appreciate
you guys,
that.
You guys complete each other.
We are like, I love this guy.
I love you too, bro.
I love you.
I've been through a lot of life with you.
Yeah, like car accidents.
Thing. Yeah, I still hurt from those.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah. I should have sued you.
Oh, you know, instead of a therapist, see a chiropractor.
Yes. Can you pay for that?
No.
No, okay.
I wish I could.
Good Lord. You definitely asked me. You said, yo, do you need like anything? Yeah, mm-hmm. you set it up. You're good.
Well, dude, I had to. I was already getting sued by the other people.
Mm-hmm. I should have took a piece of that cake.
Oh, there was none left. There's none left.
Well, I'm glad I didn't.
Yeah, like, seriously,
that's
thank
what
you.
Friends are for.
Yeah, really, not to sue you.
I mean, talking about change, I mean, holy shit, Noah, we got you when you were 17.
Mm. Oh, God.
Like, you came into Smosh when you were literally a minor.
Mm-hmm. I think I technically illegally signed the contract.
No, you were legal 18.
I was legal 18, but I don't think in the contract asked for a parental
signature.
You see
what I'm talking about?
Did your parents not sign it?
No.
I think I signed it illegally.
I mean, it would have stood, but like thinking back on the very first like moments of working there, I definitely did not. There's a section that's missing on the contract.
Oops.
Well, why did you sign it? You're a criminal.
Yeah. I was being a loose criminal. Well, because at first, in the contract, I was going to leave at 2 years and then go to school, but I still didn't want to be a lawyer. So I was like, I'm gonna stick it out. I'm gonna keep doing comedy. I like it.
So your plan was almost like you went on like you were planning on going almost like a Mormon mission. You leave for 2 years.
Essentially,
you leave high school for 2 years, do your mission, and then go off to college.
Yeah, that was kind the plan. Of. Yeah, just because, and yeah, I mean the whole setup at Defy was really great and also like really hard in certain situations. So I definitely fought so that I could at least get out of the contract that I was signing just because it was a 4-year contract and not knowing what I was going to get into. But the only way that I could have an out was in order to go to school And Defy made it so that if I did, I would have to go to school full time and I'd have to like send them my schedules every week and like all of my homework assignments couldn't be posted online.
That's crazy.
Like some whack stuff, yeah, but it still was enough for me to be like, okay, and also convince my parents, which I would have done it anyway, that it was okay that I was like not going to school. Yeah. So at least there was still a school
option. If Kim Kardashian can do it, you can too. Let's just say that you can still go back to school.
Oh, she went
back? And still do comedy.
Oh, is she doing law school right now?
She's going to be a lawyer, yeah.
Well, that's amazing.
You can do it too.
I might do that.
Have somebody do your homework.
Yeah. Once I have that much money.
Are you thinking about going back to school?
Not currently, no. Okay. I mean, to some degree, the schooling that I'm doing now is more like improving my comedy tools and more so making myself more... Better. Making like myself more better.
Yeah.
But I'm showing I should read a book. That's. but yeah, at some point I would
more
like
better.
To. Yeah, I guess the only option would be like online school, which is what Shane did, which is awesome. But
yeah,
also,
still
it
in
takes
school?
A long time.
He's finishing up this year.
Oh, damn.
But he's been doing online school
since
I've known him.
Yeah.
Like since I've known him.
Well, back like the
like
first...
way back then.
Oh my god!
Like he was working towards it, and I'm sure like different levels of like degrees and stuff like that.
But, yeah, no. Yeah, he's getting it.
It takes a long time.
He's graduating.
That's also because he's successful though. Like he could have done it quicker, but he was too busy like being a successful actor and being really funny
Shane
and still having
done
his
a
shit
lot of
together.
Work.
Oh my god!
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he's good.
Yeah, I don't know how he does it all.
I love him
because he does Smosh, he does Goldberg's, and he's going to school. It's insane.
Yeah.
But it just kind of shows, like, if, I mean, there's always, you know, a lot of times, like, you can make excuses about, like, oh, I don't have time to do this. There's always time.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to find it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Freaking Shane, man.
Hold on. How are you, bro?
Oh, yeah. We have not asked you. How are you?
How are you?
Oh, I don't answer questions.
Oh, why not? How are you? That's an honest question. Like, come on.
Yeah. It's been interesting. It's been an interesting, like, I don't know, 6-7 months.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird because, I mean, yeah, I've always kind of been one of the leaders in Smosh, but I've never had to be a leader.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so that's been interesting because I've always been, I'm more of a follower type. I'm always more of a watch where other people fuck up and then improve on that.
Oh, can I ask you, did you didn't know that you were a leader? You didn't know that was like your position? Because I think that's us coming into it, that's we expected leadership. You know what I mean? From you.
Yeah, I think, you know, going into this new venture, I knew I had to take this position because nobody else could. So it was kind of like it was just kind of like my duty to be in this position, but it's not. I never had like an aspiration to be like the boss and telling people what to do.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I'm definitely more of a diplomat than I am. You know,
policymaker.
I sort of take in everybody's like thoughts and feelings about everything and then sort of formulate my own opinion based off of that.
Mm-hmm.
To be in this position, it's kind of like, I don't know, like I sometimes struggle with the fact that like, is this something that I'm not equipped for or is this imposter syndrome?
Yeah. I really have to say this, bro. I used to, like, honestly, I'm going to be transparent with you, brother. And I kind of held resentment toward you for a little bit because I didn't feel that you you led us in the beginning. You know what I mean? And you saying this makes me feel so much better because you didn't know. You honestly didn't know. And I was like, why isn't he like showing us the ropes? Like, what is he like? But you honestly didn't know that was your thing. Or like, nobody knew. None of us knew what the fuck we were doing, bro. And I'm just over here like, where's our, like, what we don't, you know, nobody knew. And like you saying this, bro, I'm so glad because I just like, a part of me is like at peace knowing that like you didn't know. You know, like, I'm over here like, yo, like, help, you know, without asking for help, because nobody's going to be like, help. But like, at the same time, like, you're like, I'm just glad I asked you that, because I just got some peace.
Oh, interesting. I mean, I would have loved for you to ask for help. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, the thing is, you know, nobody's a mind reader, and mm-hmm. we don't know when people are struggling until they tell us or until mm-hmm. they're having a mental breakdown.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. that's also, like, one of the issues that I'm dealing with is just everybody's struggling with something.
Yeah.
But not everybody wants to just tell you flat out.
Mm-hmm.
They might go complain to somebody else, and then mm-hmm. you hear through somebody else that somebody else is having a problem. You're like, mm-hmm. what?
Mm-hmm.
So that's been kind of an interesting thing we're dealing with. But yeah, I mean, look, we don't know what we're doing.
Yeah,
that's the beauty and problem with YouTube. It's like nobody knows what's going on. Like we're all just adapting. We're just changing on the fly. You know, right. Something changes on YouTube, we're like, oh, okay, yeah, all right, let's do that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, you know, our goal was to always bring on people and develop them into these like YouTubers, you know, mm-hmm. like or you know, develop them as talent or as writers mm-hmm. or as producers and sort of build it up. We didn't have a playbook for that
right.
because mm-hmm. nobody on YouTube has ever done that.
It's the first. Mm-hmm.
Like how many YouTube channels have changed talent? Nobody.
Wow, I just got chills.
That's what we used to talk about, that we were the guinea pigs.
We're the guinea pigs, and it's like
future of the industry.
History. Yeah. History.
I'm very thankful.
Yeah. I mean, we're all guinea pigs. I mean, this is like when Anthony and I started on YouTube, there was
straight up.
There was no playbook.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like it's constantly evolving. So
no, like I really think that's why, like, I didn't know that's the answer that I would get, you know, and it just a light went off in my head and I'm like, oh my God, like, you know what I mean? Like, fuck.
Yeah.
Good Lord. Like you didn't know. You honestly didn't know.
I mean, 'cause you guys all have your specific talents and stuff. And we always wanted to try to find out what that is and sort of like raise it up. 'Cause we all come from different backgrounds, and I think that's one of the cool things that we're able to do with our sort of like ensemble of people is like my hope was that you're able to bring in people from like different life experiences and then use those experiences to elevate the comedy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause there's only so much comedy that I can make from my perspective.
Exactly.
So yeah, I mean that was always the goal.
Mm-hmm. No, thank you for saying that, brother. Mm-hmm. Like, it definitely, like, put so much peace in my head of, like, concerning, like, just it all. Like, the whole experience for, like, the past, like, almost five years now.
Yeah, it was a rough place where we were. And that's, like, once it all went down, that's definitely, like, where I started to get my peace from it, too. Because, like, it's very difficult to not hold, and not even, like, resentment at specific people, but the entire system and how it was structured was that at which, on every level, people were given different jobs that they had to do under mm-hmm. different terms, and then they were forced to interact without the management that was technically everyone's boss correctly interacting. Because, like, for me, technically, I was working for Defy and then leased to you guys, but I was, like, with you guys every day, and that's where I was working, but I was still under different terms with a different chain of consequences and command that I had to go through, along with you guys having to deal with kind of just rich assholes who didn't really know what they were doing, but were gladly just taking the money out from us so we couldn't really produce things or correctly invest in what we wanted to do on all fronts. So yeah, it was just like a big shithole. And I realized that once it all crumbled, that it was like, oh, it wasn't one specific person. Like everyone was trying to survive in this just horrible, horrible place.
It's hard to adapt as
I loved the people that I worked with. And I mean, legitimately everyone that I met and even the people who, like, I would say, like, oh, you drove this company into the ground. Like I would gladly sit at dinner with them. And I know that sounds weird, but it's because they were so nice to me, legitimately. Mm-hmm. It's just the entire time, like, I don't know what was going on. We just had no money. I know that I didn't have it.
My thing is, what the fuck do we need to sit down and talk about?
Like, I don't know. They're nice cars. Like, whoa, maybe. Could I sit in that once?
Can I borrow it?
Hey, like, you remember that time that you couldn't provide? Never mind. We're not going to do that. We're not going to do that.
We can cut it out if it's too...
I feel bad. I've just been fine. I'm getting a nod from Ryan. Okay, fine. Okay, so I guess we'll just go back. I guess we'll just go down a list of things that I feel okay with now because I've had to.
Oh my God.
But I guess list number one would be part-timers. When we were working on part-timers, we did 22 episodes, which was supposed to be 44 episodes. But I guess first gripe is number one, and obviously it's not up to you because I don't work for you. I worked for a different company that owned you, and it creates a very strange relationship that's difficult on everyone, mm-hmm. which is like something that you don't understand until you work in a place that's got bureaucracy, how much that is the weight and stress of every day on everyone. But I was supposed to be paid, and not much money, for 22 episodes. I was supposed to walk away with like $3,000, which 15% would leave me. Okay, all good. And then taxes, doesn't matter. But it was like, okay, this is great for me to be off and doing something that's super fun, getting to work on the project, which was great. The second season rolls around. First off, I never got paid at all, even though they told me I was getting paid. But the bigger issue is that the second season comes around. Yeah, apart from me not getting paid when I was supposed to. The second season comes around and they didn't provide lunch for the crew. It was a walk-off lunch. Yeah. And I know if I'm not getting paid my $100 day rate, like how much money is the crew getting? And now they have to go off and buy their own lunch. And the first off, I have to sit there as a cast member and eat lunch because I get lunch for the eight of us because it's like, obviously, we need lunch. Because I have people who represent me and will, like, make this a bigger shithole than it already is because you're not paying me. You know, like, I want to be a part of this. Everyone does, but you're making it hard for everyone who wants to be a part of this.
Yeah.
So the crew has to walk off, whatever. The only day when everyone got lunch, it was when the executive producers were coming by, which is normal that you would do this on a set, that when the executive producers come by, you're going to have the nicest food possible. But normally people are eating every day. Mm. But no, the one day everyone got to eat, it was freshly grilled steaks out in front of you. Like, it was a big show, like it was nuts. And the producers come by and they're like, wow, this is a great place. Well, they really are putting their stuff into it. And then they leave and no one's eating. And I was just like, man, that's such a rough position for me because I'm friends with these people. I'm friends with Otto, who made the cake cannon. Like, I'm friends with, and I'm watching them leave as I'm eating my shit sandwich every day. It felt so bad. But overall, that experience was fun. Yeah. Minus that, it's just really hard to like feel great about things.
Yeah.
When like you're like, oh shit, this company, and then like one of the producers, who once again, really good friends with him, I'm not going
to
name him.
I'm not sure about to say.
Because I like him. He's actually a fun, personable person. He's just also someone that is willing to watch people not eat lunch and then at the end buy a new Audi. And it's like, where did you get that new Audi? Was that off of your salary for this one project, or like have you been saving? You don't owe me an explanation, but maybe don't drive it here. That's it.
I remember that.
Good Lord. That's
but
rough.
Like, they're really great people, and people that I would love to work with again, and not even just because I need a job, because they're actually like fun people. They're just also like so in the thick of the bullshit, because it's like they're also in the system. It's not like they're the one who designed it. They're dealing with their own bullshit.
Right.
They're just also not helping the people below them lift the ladder.
I think that was also just an issue of people being used to TV budgets and whatnot, having to adjust to a YouTube budget, and I just don't think they did the right accounting.
Mm-hmm. Bro, there should have been a documentary happening of us producing that show, because we shot, I want to say—
There was some cool stuff. There's some cool stuff with that show. Like, I think there was some good stuff that came out of it. Like, I mean, just the fact that, like, we didn't build a set. We rented, like, a whole
ex-movie theater turned wedding planning studio.
Yeah, we turned a whole building into like a fake Chuck E. Cheese. It was kind of dope.
Yeah.
Like, they definitely didn't, I don't know if they did it to permit, because they were just like cutting holes in the ceiling and putting in lights and stuff.
They didn't.
And, well, they definitely didn't, because season two ended and we didn't want to do another. We were supposed to do season three and four. We convinced YouTube to, instead of doing that, for us to do Ghostmates.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay,
yeah.
Okay.
And,
yeah, I do remember.
So after season two, we were like, okay, we don't want to do season three and four. I ran into one of the producers, and she didn't know at the time that we weren't going to do it. And she was like, yeah, did you hear, like, it rained and the whole building flooded and it ruined everything. And I was like, oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, I don't know what we're going to do.
Yeah.
But I think it flooded because they cut those holes in the ceiling.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. It was not a good building prior.
But we had an entire freaking ball pit.
Yes.
We built a giant ball pit that we had no idea what to do with all the ball pit balls afterwards. We're like, does anyone want ball pit balls?
That's like the most disgusting item.
Yeah.
But they would sanitize them. They would take them and they would sanitize them every now and then.
It's cool. I just don't want to be up in no balls.
Dude, that place, that was like a vacation, that experience.
That was wild, man. We shot it out in Santa Clarita.
Bro, we shot
about all of that.
Literally shot 11 full episodes, 11 like 20-minute episodes in, I think, 13 days.
It was wild,
and then the second season was maybe 14 days. Like, it was a total of 30 days at most to produce 22 episodes. That's ridiculous.
It was a lot of content.
All I remember is you not being at the office and like my light was a little dimmed because you weren't there.
I thought you were about to say it was a lot easier to get along with everyone.
No. No. Like I get along with everybody, yeah, but it was just like, where's my friend?
Thanks, bro.
My friend.
It was super fun. I remember, oh my gosh, it would work the mornings and then work the nights and I would just sleep in the middle and then I'd go home and I'd wake up and I'd do it again and it was so fun.
Yeah, it was a good, like, just like distraction from the usual thing. And I think that you know, it's one of those things where we realize like, oh, the fun, this is like a fun sort of like diversion from the normal day-to-day YouTube stuff. Also, I think we had the best way of killing off a character, which was right after you shared a romantic first kiss with
you can
character.
Still see the wire in this shot, by the way.
Yeah. I mean, you know, again, limited budget, but we killed off a character in probably one of my favorite ways, and I think it was, I don't want to take credit for it, because, I mean, there's so many other people that wrote on it, but so you guys have a kiss, whatever, she falls off a building right after you guys have a romantic kiss, she trips on some rags or something, and falls back off the building, lands on the ground, and you're like, oh my God, she's dead. And you look over and she's like, oh, I'm okay. I just landed on some rags. And then a car runs her over right afterwards.
And it's actually pretty funny because they do the shot of like the bumper of the car. Like it's kind of some scary movie shit where it's just the camera coming at her and she's just like, whoa! It's pretty funny.
Oh my God.
I have to say, like, I think we killed off a character in one of the funniest ways.
So. That's good.
You want to know what the best part of Part-Timers is?
What's that?
The director and not the DP, but one of our camera operators are now married. Laura and Hunter are married. Laura, the director, and Hunter, who I think, I don't know what the rules would be, but he wasn't the director of photography, but I think he was like first cam op. I don't know if there's an order.
You think that's where they met?
Whoa.
No, that is where they met. And now they're married. They're married.
We made
that
a connection?
Is where they met. Yes.
That's beautiful.
Both of them were the best. And Laura is like totally female director killing the game right now. Like,
oh,
she's,
really?
Yes.
She's like got articles about her. She's doing a whole bunch of stuff. I want to say she like directed an episode of Broad City or something like that. I don't
Ooh.
Know. But I could be lying.
Go ahead.
But like general comedy stuff. And she's like all out here making sure all of her sets are all women. Like she's
She's it.
Yeah, she's killing
it. Oh, that's incredible. Yeah. That's incredible.
And then she's got her husband like filming shit like
Good
on the
Lord.
Set. It's perfect. It's really cool. Yeah. They just got married.
Like, everybody, hold on. She has a whole, like women. She has a woman crew, crew filled with women. She has a crew filled with women, but, like, her husband's the only guy.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, even all her male actors are female.
Yes. Mm. I'm with it.
So, guys, we're almost running up on our time.
Ooh.
So I just want to ask one last question. How do you think your dreams have changed in the last 4 years?
I don't remember them as much.
Like I was saying, like transitional period. The transition for me is realizing also that my dreams haven't changed and I have to continue forward like with what I've already created. You know what I mean? Like things change, ideas change. I could want to do more stuff, but the foundation of it is honestly still the same. It's the same. Like, although, like we said, Keith has changed. Like you're not the same. I am. And that's, I think, running from like what I was doing before, you know, and not trying to, like from the, like, the parodies and everything. I've got so let down, like, within the, like, last few months. Like, and I was like, I don't want to do that anymore. And I'm like, what should I do? Like, what should I do? Should I do, like, this type of sketch comedy? Should I do the parody? Do all the shit that I've been doing. Like, when you start changing stuff, I mean, you can add on to it, but the foundation of it has to be consistent. And, like, I'm glad that I just found that out 2 days ago. Like, I had a meeting with my manager, and we were just discussing, like, different things and different ideas. And I started, like, pitching him ideas for stuff, and he was just, like, writing them down, like, just trying to grasp hold. He's like, how many people we need for this, how many – just the whole thing. And I'm like, whoa, I just got to do it. I just have to do it. Just do the work.
Yeah.
Ain't shit changed. Ain't shit changed, but – I was going to say something so wrong.
Continue.
Just say we can cut it out.
No,
that's so funny. No, it's not worth it.
Okay, I was going to say, ain't shit changed but the size of my dick because it's cold.
That's funny. That's not as bad as I thought.
That's probably not going to make it, right?
I thought you were going to say something extremely racist. So
No.
Ain't shit changed but me getting fired from SNL.
Yeah, let me just say something horrible right now so when I'm like 45, I can fuck myself.
Yeah,
okay. Do it.
Okay.
I'm here for this.
Yeah, except, wait, nobody would ever say those things. Nobody would ever say those things and say that that's really a joke if anyone listened to those sentences that this man has said.
You talking about the SNL guy?
Yeah, I think his name's like Shane something with a G. Much less funny, Shane.
We already forgot about him.
He's that canceled?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I wouldn't even say canceled. Like, he just has a consequence for what he did. Like, he wasn't canceled.
He didn't get time.
Right. Yeah, if you make those statements publicly and then go on a show that just now is hiring their first Asian person, you probably are not going to stay there.
No.
Technically, Ron Schneider was the first Asian castmate.
Oh.
He's Filipino.
This is the second one.
Oh, okay.
But
I'm sorry.
But it seems
I don't
like
mean to speak for anyone else.
Yeah, but I guess...
They've got a lot of Jews there. Love it. Really love it.
You guys are killing the game. They got like 2 black people.
Yeah, but Keenan's been there for a long time.
Oh, yeah, whatever. I love Keenan, by the way. He's great.
So your dream's still the same?
It's still honestly the same. Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, like Mike. Have you guys ever seen that movie?
I love that movie.
Okay, hold on. I gotta be honest, y'all. Like, I ate some hot shit last night, and my stomach is burning.
Dude, so, I had Jack in the Box tacos and fries.
Listen,
hold on.
If I could prairie dog, I couldn't. That's what I'm saying. It's just coming out as liquid. Yeah.
No, because the back half is softer than the front half.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So
your
like,
body's made a clog.
Could we wrap this up?
Yeah. Wrap it.
For sure.
Wrap it.
Like,
oh, my dreams. I'll answer the question too.
Did you like
dreams.
The paper,
oh,
yeah. toilet paper?
Yeah, I like the wrapping.
Hurry up.
Okay, my dreams, I guess I didn't really have many dreams beforehand. Now, I don't know if I've got huge dreams that I got like more like daydreams, just like really fun ideas that I enjoy to make. And if there's stuff going on, I like to improve it. I enjoy being able to help make things better and at least stand behind something. Like a lot of the Smosh content I've ever worked on, my favorite thing to say is that I could teach PowerPoints on it, which is what I like to say about all my content. I don't care if you like it or not, but I'll gladly sit here and be like, oh no, this is a conversation that was had and why it was had and why we're saying like these 5 specific words instead of like these other 5 specific words. And this is technically a joke, whether or not you like it, but we set it up in a structure that is actually comedy versus kind of just random ideas being jumbled together. Yeah. So that is super fun. And that I would credit to my experience here. And I got to say, Ryan Trinity, who's off to my left, that dude is captain teacher of life and skill and ability. That person get you one.
Captain teacher.
Captain
teacher.
Captain teacher Ryan.
Y'all don't have to dookie anymore, so take your time.
All right. I finished.
You finished?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm sorry for you.
Good Lord. That was a lot. I started sweating. I had to take off the headphones.
Do you poop more than once a day?
It depends on the day.
Okay.
Well, knowing Keith, thank you so much for coming on.
Of course.
Wow, we dug deep, guys.
Yes,
This is a deep one. I don't know if we've ever gone this deep before.
Ooh, deeper than 6 feet.
We haven't even gone this deep in just like normal real life. This is the deepest we've ever gone.
There's depth here.
Keith and I have gone so deep into Rihanna versus Beyonce.
That is Olivia.
Yeah,
this,
I know.
This
I was just
thing.
Making a joke.
No, and I don't have. Okay, we're not
we're wrapping
about
it up
yet.
For another
we'll
time.
Get,
we'll, I'm sorry.
For another time. For another
yeah,
time.
Good
and thank you guys so much for listening and watching. You can listen to us on any of the podcast apps, or you can watch us on the Smoshcast YouTube. Also, you guys got to get this Smosh Slush Cult collab while it's still here because it's going fast.
It's
people are just snatching this stuff up fast. We got hats, we got hoodie, we got the shirt right here, we got stickers, we got pins. We do have socks coming. They're on their way.
Mm-hmm. But they're fly.
So look out for those socks.
Mm-hmm. They're fly.
That was the one thing that I asked for. They were like, you get one thing. I was like, I want those socks.
And we're like,
they
sorry.
Only gave you one thing?
No, we can give you guys everything.
I was saying my original conversation, that's what I was recounting. I did get a separate email, sorry, where I could get more items.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm like, you only got one because I got all of it.
Yeah. So stingy. Like, yeah. You get 20% off.
I'm sorry, left foot or right foot?
Thank you guys so much for coming on.
Of course, bro.
Hey, anytime.
This was really great.
Yay.
Thank you.
Feel good. Do you guys feel good?
Yeah.
Yes.
I always feel good here.
I'm just putting it out there. If anybody's doing free therapy This is the worst. It is the worst.
No, this is not a joke. Therapy. Actually, like, thank God, because of where we are, you can go to the LGBTQ center, whether or not you identify, and they will give you help or find you a resource legitimately for free. It's the closest thing to health care that we have.
Okay.
Also, there's a website resource that I can send you.
And really?
A lot of therapists will do sliding scale.
Okay.
Based on your income.
Okay. That's cool. Yeah. Cool.
It's also some facts out there for you guys.
Hell yeah, go get therapy, y'all.
Therapy isn't always really expensive. Sometimes it is, but it's not always. You can look into it.
Bye.
Bye.
Woo.